The Lord. Those who'd like to stand with me as we sing, I welcome you to do that. Come.
Forever and ever, with joy while the years are.
Number 27 in these same books. If you need the words, we'll sing that fourth verse and the chorus again. 27. No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. So this is the first official meeting of the 2013 camp season. I know that you had staff meeting this afternoon. I'm sure it was very precious. And this meeting is like all other meetings here, and yet it is unique in other ways. But first, let's think about how it's the same. When we come into this lodge and when we gather together to worship the Lord, we gratefully acknowledge that He is among us. It's one of the first things that we do. We bow before Him in His holy presence, and we thank Him that He deigns to walk among us. And then we present ourselves to Him, for we are here for Him. We're not here for ourselves. We're not here to get, primarily. Well, He knows our need, and He comes to bless us and give us oh so much. But first of all, in our hearts, we are here for Him, and we present ourselves. We offer ourselves to Him. As my Uncle Gordon says, many of you know him, we say, "Help yourself to me. Lord, I'm here, and I'm here for you. So I want to present myself to you. I want to worship you in a worthy way. So you must help me to do that, Lord. And I want to give myself to you so that if you should happen to want to use me in any way, I am available, Lord, to you." And as we do that, we find that He always comes to meet us. As we present ourselves to Him, we open the eyes of our hearts. We long to see Him. We open our ears. We say, "Lord, help me to hear you." And we open our hearts. "Lord, I want to receive you as I give myself to you. I know your heart is open to me. I thank you." Now, those are things that we always ought to do when we come here into God's house to worship Him together. So all summer long, we want to do those things and others. Now, what's unique about this meeting? It's the first meeting. That's one thing. And we want to welcome everyone. And we also, as you see, we come to the Lord's table and we pray for the staff and for the, especially for the counselors. We know our campers are coming along tomorrow. Some of them are here already. So that's what's unique about this meeting. And it is really very special. Last night, in church at home, we came to the Lord's table, and I felt impressed to give a Bible verse for the summer. And it was this: "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty." And your prayer reminded me of that, Andrew. It says there, "He will save." He will save. God is our salvation. And He has saved us, but He is saving us. And He will save us. And He has power to save. "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing." Amen. I like that. That's from the King James Version of the Bible, Prophet Zephaniah, 3rd chapter. We don't usually hear the word joy as a verb, but that made me happy. "He will joy over thee with singing." Amen. And He is mighty to save. So let us trust Him. I believe He'll do His mighty works among us, His gracious work, as we look to Him, as we trust Him, as we look to Him alone and call upon His name. Let's stand. The riches of love. Thank you. Let's be seated. Nice to hear those instruments. Musicians, appreciate your bringing your instruments and playing them in meeting.